Oriens, splendor lucis aeternae, et sol justitiae, veni et illumina, sedentes in tenebris, et umbra mortis. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let your face shine on us, O God, and we shall be saved. O come, O dawning day, shining bright, pour on our lives your healing light. Dispel the long night's lingering gloom, and pierce the shadow of the tomb. O come, O key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. O come, O flower of Jesse's stem, from every foe deliver them that trust your mighty power to save, and give them victory o'er the grave. O come, great Lord of might, who to your tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times once gave the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. O come, O wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. On that promised day, all the peaks will drip with newest wine, and the hills will flow with milk and honey. Alleluia. I love Adonai who has heard the cry of my appeal and turns an ear to me whenever I call. Death had me in its grip. The grave's trap was set. Grief and anguish held me fast. I called on the holy name. Adonai, my God, rescue me and set me free. Kind and gracious is Adonai, gentle and full of compassion. God shelters those who are needy and raises me from the dust. Rest once more, my heart, for you know how Adonai loves. God rescued me from death, wiped my tears, and steadied my feet. I will walk with Adonai my God in the land of the living. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. On that promised day, all the peaks will drip with newest wine, and the hills will flow with milk and honey. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion! Sing joyfully, O Israel! Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem! Adonai has removed the judgment against you, has turned away your enemies. The ruler of Israel, Adonai, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. Thanks be to God. When Israel was yet young, I loved them, and out of Egypt I called my own. When Israel was yet young, I loved them, and out of Egypt I called my own. I led them with cords of compassion, with leading strings of love. And out of Egypt I called my own. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. When Israel was yet young, I loved them, and out of Egypt I called my own. O dawning day, splendor of eternal light, and Son of justice, come and illumine those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful. From one generation to the next, the mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O dawning day, splendor of eternal light, and Son of justice, come and illumine those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. We pray to the One who rescues us from darkness, and in hope we cry out, Come, Lord Jesus. Heal those who suffer from illness or injury. Comfort those who grieve the loss of loved ones. gather into one family all the peoples of the earth. Find those who have lost their way. Renew again your covenant with all creation. Teach us to pray. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Creator and Redeemer of humankind, be with us on this shortest day of the year as our earth reaches the winter solstice and the sun begins its journey to the north once again. May earth's journey through cold and darkness prepare us to welcome the dawning day and Son of Justice and share his light and life with a world that dwells in the shadow of death. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the one who makes peace rain down from the heights, shower us and all on earth with freedom and newness of life. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life a living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. We ask, O God, that we who have been privileged to receive the good news of the incarnation of Christ, your Word, may be prepared through his passion and cross to approach also the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.